Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
No adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Exodus 20:14. This commandment's obvious application is for marital fidelity. God created one man and one woman for that union. Genesis 1:26. 2:18, 1 Corinthians 11:9. Adam recognized the sanctity of marriage, Genesis 2:23 through 25. Christ verified and reaffirmed this fidelity, Matthew 5:27, 19:4 through 6. Adultery murders a marriage and was punished with the death penalty, Leviticus 20:10. The Bible also gives several parallel restrictions. Premarital sex is forbidden, Deuteronomy 22:20 through 21, 1 Corinthians 6:13 through 18, as is the practice of prostitution, Leviticus 19:29. The perversion of homosexual behavior is forbidden, Deuteronomy 23:17 through 18, as is the practice of religious sexual rites, Hosea 4:12 through 14. The purpose of these social restrictions in the Mosaic Law is to set a clear and visible distinction between God's people and the rest of the nations. God abhorred such behavior, Leviticus 20:23, because these sins defiled the land, Leviticus 18:24 through 28. Perhaps even more damning than the physical sins was the false worship of other gods, Jeremiah 3:20. The Lord Jesus clearly equated lust and adultery, Matthew 5:28, noting that the heart is the source of all evil actions, Matthew 15:19. In fact, in the New Testament, any worldly association is whoredom, and such friendship is enmity with God. James 4:4. Unfortunately, we are surrounded by an overt promotion of such behavior, enticing all to engage freely. It is distributed to us through books, movies, TV, internet, music, fashion, and other venues. Surely it is clear that the Christian must conform to biblical standards, not the world's tolerance or permission. 1 John 2 15 through 17.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.